Today's guest has spent decades in the health and nutrition industry and is here today to empower you and introduce you to some fundamental steps in taking back your health. Welcome to Return to Eden. I'm Charisse Parton, your host. Today's show is bursting with such timely health information that you'll want to grab your Big Chief tablet and number two pencil to take some notes. With me today in the Return to Eden studio is a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and product development manager for professional grade supplement and body care line, Eden's Essentials. Daniel Belt, welcome.
Thank you, Charisse. I'm glad to be here.
And with us again in studio today is board-certified holistic health practitioner, Joe Horn. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Charisse.
Hey.
Good to be here.
Glad you guys are here. So, Daniel, you know, I know how dedicated you are to teaching people about their body's power to overcome diseases. And we both know, and you know, people
right.
that are in horrible metabolic health, that they're so much more likely to have complications from an infection. So what product does Eden's Essentials offer folks that would provide healthy intestinal and immune support?
We have quite an array of things that really can address immune and health support, but the one we're going to get to first here is our Eden's Mushrooms.
Okay.
It has a really massive array of benefits. It doesn't okay. just cover immunity. It doesn't just stay in that kind of lane. It has all kinds of cognitive benefits, blood sugar benefits, inflammatory benefits, respiratory benefits. Like the studies are overwhelming
right.
in their
wow.
density
right.
of how profound they are, and it just keeps coming more and more. And but also for the purposes of what a lot of people are going to be concerned about, immunity is going to be a big part of
sure.
that.
Sure.
That's a big
but first, let's just talk about maybe one of the things that distinguishes our product a bit
yeah.
from others outside of the formulation, and that's going to be the fermentation process of it
okay.
and the cleanliness of it. It is non-GMO. It is organic, and actually we don't have that on the label right now, but we will on our next batch, but
sure.
that it already has those classifications, which guarantees a certain level of quality. And through their very extensive testing of our manufacturing partners, whether just testing for heavy metals, microbial
right,
counts,
right.
all the kind of adulterations that are very common
right.
in supplements, and as we were informed by our partners, they have to reject 70% of even organic materials.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Say that again, because that's a big thing. They reject how much?
70%.
That's huge.
And I don't want to lose people at home. So you've said these are non-GMO, they reject 70% of the materials they get, but you kind of need to explain to people that are not familiar with the process, how does a supplement even come to be? Why does it matter if it's non-GMO? Why does it matter who certifies whether it's organic? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Because that really, to highlight that, will help people understand why these are such standout mushrooms.
Right.
First, just very quickly, what is non-GMO?
So non-GMO is non-genetically modified organisms. To take a very complex and a very massive subject
I'm
and trying to condense it.
I'm giving you all of 2 minutes, though, man.
And I'm grateful for the time you give me. I'm more than happy to surmise it in such a concise way.
It's just that
way.
A lot of people may be brand new to supplements
they,
yeah. or the idea of getting nutrition.
Why
they're
is
they're driving
important?
Past their big box store.
Yeah.
Why would they
there
pay...
You go.
You know, $20 for a supplement when they can get it at the big box store for $5. And over here I get 90 capsules, where over here I only get 30. Like there's,
yeah.
we want to start at the very beginning and explain. It's very important, non-GMO,
yeah.
to get nutrition the way God designed it, as opposed to what man has
That's
then
it.
Come behind and then modified it
right.
and adulterated
yeah.
it. And how
right.
it behaves in your body is totally different
yeah.
than
That's
the way it was designed.
Deal.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So the main thing of genetically modified organisms is it was usually done so that it can accept other like weed killers, and like glyphosate
sure.
would be the big one that we would be talking about, but there would be a whole bevy of reasons why mm-hmm. we would modify these away from the original design.
I mean, to fit our needs in terms of
yes.
manufacturing, the speed at which something grows.
Yeah, yeah, being
right.
able to mass
right.
produce.
Right.
And this just decimates the ecology of our soils.
Exactly.
And so not only do we get a product that has been fundamentally changed from its original organization,
right.
and then the downstream product of which is also in our manufacturing partners of testing for these herbicides, insecticides, pesticides, adulterants, you know, contaminants, molds, metals,
That's
things
huge.
Like that. So
yeah.
While we provide an extensive testing of those products, it really mostly revolves around keeping things out of it, like the contaminants we were just talking
right,
about.
Right, because a lot of manufacturers, they're only concerned about one thing.
Right.
And that's manufacture quickly.
Right, get it on the
because
shelf.
We need the bottom line to give us the kind of financial reports we want for the fourth quarter, whatever.
Yeah.
And the regard for how it actually behaves inside of your body once consumed
right.
is not the top priority.
Yeah, right. yeah.
Which is why when you say that our manufacturing partners reject 70% of the raw materials that organic growers
right.
send them. I just said the organic growers send them. These are the farmers and so forth. They reject 70% of it because when it goes under the microscope, they find either GMOs or non-native biocontaminants, things
yeah.
that aren't supposed to be, biosediments, particles of glass, sand, heavy
right,
metals,
right.
yes,
pesticides, even though, wink, wink, these are organic.
Right, yeah.
So that's
right.
when you skimmed past that, I didn't mean to derail you.
No,
but
no, it's
you know,
important.
We could do a whole show when you just say non-GMO, organic, certified through
yeah.
the right people. That's a whole program we're trying to collapse
yeah.
in 5 minutes.
And you're so right, because we have to lay this framework, because it's true for almost everything that we have, which
right.
is why I like to choose powders. It's why I like to choose these levels of quality. So
right.
when we say non-GMO or certified organic or organic, things like that.
Or whole food-based.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
right.
That contains a level of also legal assertions as well. Like this is, it meets a
sure,
certain standard.
Right.
And I would assert that this also points to the fact that if we're rejecting 70% of the standard, it shows the standards of Eden's. And
there
so,
exactly.
Yeah. And
exactly.
so, and let me,
because those materials then, we asked our partners, we said, where do those materials go? And they say, back to the other manufacturing partners that are still labeling organic, but are willing to use whatever it is to give them the bottom line. So it's, you know, they could be, our partners could be doing the same thing if it was all about the money. They actually put it upon themselves to make a more extenuating, rigorous, time-consuming, expensive process.
Yes.
Right.
Because they are actually concerned like we are. This
yeah.
is why
at
we partner
it,
with them.
For sure.
Because at the heart of it, they want to make sure that what you're swallowing
yes.
both represents what's on the label, but also does not do any harm to the body.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
They're already there
or
for
additional,
a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
getting the supplement because there's something going on.
Yeah. And it also shows actually a line of reasoning. So not only is it when it makes it to the lab and when they put it in these fermentation tanks, we'll talk a little bit about that as well. It shows that they understand, and for the purpose of our viewers and things, so much of the way gene expression, which is how things turn out, it's literally what gets switched on and switched off in your body, and these are the key functionaries of whether we're healthy or not. It begins in the soil. So not only are they doing
right.
it in the lab once they have a clean product and then fermenting it and creating these really great
right.
probiotic, prebiotic, and postbiotic products, right, and we'll cover that in just a minute a bit more, but it means all the way from the way that it was grown.
Yeah.
And these have massive impacts, and hopefully over time, as we get to educate our customers more, that they will understand how impactful having a proper body ecology, bacterial ecology, from soil to consumption. So that's what
right.
I talk to my partners
right.
about, not just seed to consumption, soil to consumption,
right.
because that has a lot to do
it's
with
everything.
It is everything.
It's literally the
it's
road
everything.
To death or the road to life.
Yes.
For
but
sure.
let's get back on our Eden's mushrooms, because these, I take them every day.
I do too.
I take them twice a day.
My
yeah,
husband
me
does
too.
I do it almost as a prophylactic lifestyle decision. I don't wait to feel a virus coming on. This
no,
is something
exactly.
I do with my smoothie every morning.
Every morning.
I do it every night. My son,
yes,
who occasionally struggles with allergies
yeah.
and his lymph nodes begin to swell, and you know this.
I do. Yeah.
Major allergies,
yeah.
any kind of shift in the outside, any kind of viral
season.
Yeah. And he also has MTHFR, which we're not going to get into, but he has his daddy's genetic SNP. For those
yeah.
that know what MTHFR means, it's a whole other show. But bottom line is he has some genetic challenges that he faces. He got
sure.
them from daddy. I put my boy on these. They've been significant in his issues, in his battles, and correcting his gut ecology mm-hmm. and so forth.
And
so
he's not like 12.
No, my little boy is 5.
There you go.
My little
yeah.
boy is 5. He gets a half scoop in the morning and a half scoop at night. It has mattered tremendously, along with some other things like
yeah,
Mobilia.
And almost all of the people here take it, and our families take it. It really is a needle mover.
We could do 6 weeks of shows.
Just on.
But Daniel, once again, because I'm being gracious, I'm going to give you just a few minutes.
to knock
to
this
collapse.
Out.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Well, and actually I had alluded to the point earlier of why fermentation matters so much. So a big part of mushrooms is what's called chitin. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so chitin is a pretty indigestible fiber. And so there's what that means is it locks in the nutrients. There's basically three ways that that can be unlocked. One of which is through heating and cooking, some form of extraction, which could be anywhere from alcohol to what's called
right.
a phytocritical extraction.
Yeah.
And there's some other types. or fermentation. But fermentation overwhelmingly is the way to go. Yeah. And that's the hallmark of what this is. So
can you give us just an idea for those unfamiliar? When you say fermentation is so critical,
yes,
to why these mushrooms might stand out versus other mushroom formulas.
So fermentation unlocks these nutrients we're going to talk a little bit about, especially, I mean, these would be vitamins, minerals, and the big one being polysaccharides. And I'll come back and we'll define that here in a minute just a little bit more, because that's where so much of the studies are showing us some really profound effects. So these chitins are actually broken down by the bacteria that eats the fiber, and that unlocks it.
Right.
Well, that means several
this
different things.
This takes place in the gut.
Yes.
Right.
Normally takes place in the gut. For the purposes of our product, it's done in a lab.
Right.
So they ferment this in a lab, and it unlocks those nutrients. So it releases them into the body, makes them highly bioavailable. And the process of the bacteria actually digesting the fiber produces all of what these called pre- and postbiotic effects. Okay. And that is really showing, especially for immunity.
Because you hear all this talk about, you know, probiotics.
Yes.
And most people, their relationship to that is, I don't know, I'm struggling to digest, and someone has told me the word probiotic.
Right.
But when you say bioavailable, bioabsorption, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
These are basically ready to swallow, and the maximum effect is ready to unpack and be received immediately.
Yeah. Also, when they digest it, these enzymes are produced, and those are functionaries for breaking down nutrition. These things literally tear apart proteins, fats, sugars, starches, things of that nature. So it gives us access. It's literally like giving keys to an ignition to turn on the ability for our body to take these things in.
Right.
And the byproducts of this are innumerable. And we want to get to some of the baseline aspects, but literally we could go all day
really
just on mushrooms.
Yeah.
And for me, this is our flagship product. This is the best thing that we have. Hands down, I think, in my opinion, it's something every person should have.
And how many mushrooms are in this blend?
So our mushroom product has 6 organically grown mushrooms in it. There's also some acerola cherry extract and green tea extract, which provide their own real powerful nutrients in and of themselves. But it addresses so many wide-ranging issues, from digestion to the healings of the gut linings, the endothelial linings, things of this nature. So it's a daily giving of just kind of seeding your garden, so to speak, so that it can have the correct state for it. It's everything. Again, I want to take this back to one thing you said earlier about, actually in our prayer before we did this program, about like the nature of God's creation to us, because, you know, we're given this earth, right?
And custody over
and
it.
Custody over it.
Right.
But an important thing to realize, too, is that humans cultivate gardens. And that's really important paradigm.
The potential was created for us.
Yes.
But you can
we
also
have to cultivate
that.
It. That's right.
Right.
And we have to cultivate it. That's why I think it's such an important point. If you don't want weeds in your garden, if you don't want to get overrun, if you don't want invasive species, you have to curate.
That's good.
You have to be the one that
that's
tends
a great
it.
Word picture.
My brain is exploding with 9 other weeks of like,
I know, just mushrooms.
Yes. But I want to make this point.
Right.
Is there is an organization, and is beyond, trust me, it is just beyond what almost all humans can even comprehend in its complexity. Just 1 tablespoon of soil would blow the minds of anybody who studied it if they really got into how
He's not overstating that.
No, I'm not.
Literally, the soil is where life starts.
Yes, and that's the premise.
Or the beginning of death.
That's
And every single thing that we're made out of went through our mouth.
Right.
Right.
And that is so vital to understand.
Just not to get off topic, but just to give you an example. I mean, there's never going to be enough time.
Right.
But like, we were talking about a year ago, Daniel, about the things, and I'll just give the viewers a quick example of when man comes and he intervenes in the natural order of things in terms of the soil, the way that plants are meant to grow, and they decide, we don't want that foliage. It's the weeds are hard on this other type of plant, and we want this garden to be, you know, pure of all that, and we get more money if we only grow this specific type of crop.
High yield.
But the elimination of that one weed changes the entire ecosystem.
Yep.
Because now bugs that would have fed on that weed are not present. For the animals nearby that would normally feed on that bug type, birds are not feeding on that, so they're not cross-pollinating because they have to be able to defecate
all
to spread bacteria.
In our ecosystem.
But all of that changes when we swallow. Instead of getting the nutrients the way they were meant to be cultivated from soil to the seed to ingestion, those unpredictable and radical and sometimes scientifically quantifiable hazards take place.
Yeah.
So we've replaced our own gut ecology, which is a whole other program.
Yeah.
with things like herbicides, pesticides, biocides.
Disorganized ecology.
And then we wonder why Crohn's is now prevalent in little children. When I was a kid 35 years ago, we never even heard the word Crohn's. And diabetes. And, you know, the list goes on and on. But we've got more to talk about. But just every time he opens his mouth, my brain explodes and says, that's a whole other show.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's and I feel the same way. And like, there's just not enough hours.
The viewer needs that education.
Yeah, and we want to do that and provide that over time in really tangible ways, which is why it's good for having people that stop us and hey, clarify that, because we really can't in short order, but we're going to continue to try.
Right.
You know, and again, as pertains back to this product, just like we can poison the ground, because again, if we poison whatever the ecology and soil and the things that grow there, and then we take it into us, then we become that.
Right, right.
The truth is just bearing witness to itself.
Right.
Right. It's self-evident. And so when we wonder about our illnesses and we're like, that doesn't make any sense. No, it makes perfect sense. We just don't necessarily understand it.
Is, you know, for me personally and my family, you know, why I've got our entire family on it is the viruses of today. My immune system, I need to keep that sharp.
You can't
I've got to sharpen that pencil. Yeah, right. I can't be, you know, I have to be proactive. I cannot be reactive because that could wind me in a place I don't want to be.
Yeah,
right.
You know, so that's for me as a mom and a grandma, you know, and a wife, that this has to be, you're taking this today.
Yeah.
Love you, mean it, but you're taking this today.
Yeah, and it really... like I said, I think it's the flagship of our everything we're trying to do here at Edens.
Yeah.
The results have been amazing. The studies are amazing.
Oxygenation to the cell. The beginning of almost every disease is absence of oxygen.
Yeah.
And mushrooms help carry oxygen to the cell. And it's anyway.
It's so in depth. So and like one of the things in there, like cordyceps, it actually is it opens up the bronchioles to help us. Absorb more oxygen.
Get going. This is
I know, but I just want to throw in one last thing. As a person who has watched any of our programs from Skywatch to the Pilots of Returnee, they know that I was a guy who dealt a lot with gut issues.
Yeah.
For decades, and was plagued, and medications did nothing, and so forth. Ended up having half my colon cut out. We're not going to go back through the whole show. The point is, my gut was a disaster: acid reflux, GERD, all these things. And one of the heroes, I call this a gut hero.
Yeah.
Because one of a handful of things that I felt made tremendous gains for me, a really good fiber complex was another one. Bovine gelatin was another one. These are all coming. We're going to do shows. But the point is, there's a handful of things that I make a cocktail every day, twice a day, that have been literally miraculous game changers for my gut health. And the polysaccharide content, and I realize we probably don't have time to unpack polysaccharides and their use in the body, but again, the mushrooms for me have been, like I said, twice a day.
Yeah.
I'll do this till the day I die. I mean, this is a lifer.
I'm pretty sure.
We need to put a Superman cape on the pack.
And let me really quick, though, because we have to cover polysaccharides. I've got a definition here I'd like to use, a statement from a study about polysaccharides. So this is directly from WebMD. Beta-glucans are taken by mouth for high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, HIV and AIDS, high blood pressure, and canker sores. Beta-glucans are also taken by mouth to boost the immune system in people whose defenses have been weakened by conditions such as chronic fatigue syndrome, physical and emotional stress, or treatments such as radiation or chemotherapy. Mm. Beta-glucans are also taken by mouth for colds, influenza, the flu, swine flu, respiratory tract infections, allergies, hepatitis, Lyme disease, asthma, ear infections, aging, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's, irritable bowel syndrome, pain after surgery, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and multiple sclerosis.
Daniel,
and this isn't even our list.
And you and I, we all know we can. As you're reading that, 50 people popped into my brain.
They all do. It says aging.
Yeah.
It says. It says.
Right. This is from WebMD. This isn't even our list.
No,
this is just what others have already acknowledged these mushrooms benefit.
Yeah. And when I study, like I do a lot of studies, and so as I'm listening or reading to these studies that come out, like I literally have to. They'll say one sentence that is so mind blowing. I have to back away from my desk. Yep. This is not a joke. I get up, breathe, back away, kind of put my hands like this,
and
usually take a deep breath, we'll go back and re-listen to the one sentence and then step back again because it's that radical.
Yeah.
And so, I'm trying to enumerate something that is so immensely powerful.
Sure.
And we want to illustrate what that is.
Absolutely.
And that's a difficult thing to do with subjects like this. But I wanted to define polysaccharides because this is just one component
these
mushrooms.
For sure.
And so it's such a powerhouse.
It is
a powerhouse.
For sure.
So we're switching gears now. We're going to talk about vitamin D.
Yeah, yeah.
A recent study published from the Journal of American Medical Association found that when it comes to a specific virus that we're hearing so much about in the news, individuals having their vitamin D levels above those traditionally considered adequate, it may lower the risk of infection. So tell me, what makes Eden's Essentials vitamin D3 better than what somebody might find at their corner, big box store?
There's actually multiple forms of D3.
Gotcha.
And a lot of about our D3 is the simplicity of it. It has some D-alpha tocopherol, and that's basically vitamin E that's used as a preservative, and then olive oil and D. And so it's a really simple, very straightforward. And every drop has 1,000 IUs in it. And I actually like that better than high dosage drops because we can control the dosage at a much greater level.
And for people unfamiliar, 1,000 IUs, and they see a big box store, well, this has got 10 zillion, How does that even land to somebody new to the idea that they might take an oral version of a vitamin D?
Okay, so D is fat soluble, and which means it builds up in the body. So as opposed to like a magnesium or vitamin C, that's water soluble. If you get too much, you'll actually expel it in a bowel movement or something like that. But D actually builds up. So when you take massive dosages of D, you can actually reach some toxicity levels when you do that. And so, and plus, we wouldn't normally get that much D at any given moment. So I like having it in a smaller dosage because you can always take it more. Yeah, and you can control, like I want 2,000, I want 4,000 or 5,000. You can do that once a day, three times a day. I want to take 1,000, five times a day.
And you're not prescribing that anybody do that.
No, not at all.
That they have the option to do up to 6,000.
He's
just making the case in point that you have control over, maybe through the advice of a practitioner that you're comfortable with, can come up with a protocol custom to you.
Yeah, and so D, especially in my view, is the greatest return on economic investment, meaning the number of benefits that you get because it affects just such a wide range of different functions in the body. I mean, it's massive. And you pay almost nothing. It's a really inexpensive supplement to have.
And it's
almost nobody gets enough of it.
And
its role in immunity, mineralization.
You said it's very simple. How do you take Eden's D3?
It comes with a dropper.
Yeah.
And all you do is you can put a drop on your tongue. And that's the way I like to do it. I take usually one or two drops at a time.
Little dropper.
And then you just put it in your mouth, and you can do that a couple times a day if you like. Whatever you, like as you were saying, what you feel comfortable with is a dosage that's appropriate for you.
Right.
But, and as you've heard me rant about our lack of sunshine
a
number of times.
I was just going to say, how many of us are in offices or during, this virus pandemic where, stay in your home. Don't get out.
And
so
this is it's a key functionary. Things do not occur. And this is anywhere from happiness, depression, immunity, things. Most things that are relevant to humans are affected by vitamin D.
Can you squash 2 months of TV into the last 2 minutes?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. If you'd quit interrupting.
Yeah, I know.
If you were more thrifty with your words.
Yeah.
But we can't, obviously, which is why you make the joke about it.
I'm being facetious because I'm looking at the clock and it's once again.
Yeah, we just know. Yeah, and we can't, but we got to tie that down.
D3, how many functions in the body, Daniel? Vitamin D, again, innumerable, but we don't, like Cherise said, we don't get even close to the kind of D. Most of us live in office spaces under LED lighting.
And malnourishment.
And
we're not
so
getting a lot from
the D. So much disease and inflammation begins with a lack of D.
Yes.
So this again can be an absolute game changer for people who need more D.
Yeah. If you are deficient in D, then there are issues in your life and in your body and in your emotional and mental and hormonal health, as well as your physical health, that cannot be done. Cannot happen. So for those that don't have it, it could be an absolute game changer. So this is one that every American should have.
Right.
If we're going to subsidize anything in this country, like how we're not subsidizing the most basic nutrient is a big, big deal.
And something Cherise said kind of made me think, I'd probably like to wrap up on this note. Guys, it's time to live life proactively.
Yeah.
Some of the viruses that are out there now.
Right.
They variants did not exist. The variants and what did not exist when I was a kid.
No.
And it's not to say that the idea of a dangerous virus or a deadly virus is a new concept. But typically when I was growing up, it was, oh, I'm starting to feel the sniffles. And then you would go react, run to the big box store or the grocery store and buy something with 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Or the
little fruit flavored gummies or chewables that you pop in when you're on an airplane or something. But I believe, and this is be what I would like to end with, I believe we're at a place now where people really need to live proactively. That means detoxing the liver, drinking 100%. Lots of clean water, making sure that your immunity is ready so that when a person ultimately encounters and is challenged by the inevitable situation where they're confronted with a virus we've never seen, they have the best shot at having bolstered their immune system ahead of time.
Right,
that would be my closing comment.
I'm Charisse Parton. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. I want you to eat better, feel better, and live better. We're going to learn more next time together on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.